Mr. Will Smith?
Yo.
So, Mr. Smith, you want to go to Princeton.
You're funny. We frown on that at Princeton. Everybody wants to go to Princeton.
And you're in luck, Mr. Smith. Your scores are mediocre. Your grades would make an impressive batting average. And your extracurricular activities are non-existent. Unless one counts detention, in which case you lead the league. In short, you're not Princeton material. And your hat is on backwards. We frown on that at Princeton. Mr. Smith, Princeton has some of the most intelligent young women in the country. There's no way I would make a crass generalization about such a diverse group.
Well,
how did you do that? I've been working on this thing for months.
Wait a minute.
Now you get your English scores up, and I'll recommend that you get accepted into Princeton.
Just... Oh, please, for me.
It would mean a lot. Mr. Carlton Banks?
That's all right. I've been looking through your transcript, Mr. Banks.
Oh, you don't have to call me Mr. Banks. My posse calls me Rap Master C.
Excuse me?
Rap Master is my name. Ask me again and I'll tell you the same. Didn't mean to diss you. Can I get you a tissue?
So, Rap Master, I noticed that you are the treasurer of your young Republican club.
3 years running. But enough about that bougie stuff. Let me teach you how to vogue. Strike a pose.
Mr. Banks, are you on some sort of medication?
Well, let me teach you how to wear a hat.
Mr. Banks, please.
Mr. Banks, you're nothing like what I expected.
I'm not?
Your scores are top-notch and your grades couldn't be better.
They are.
Unfortunately, at this time, Princeton doesn't accept the clinically insane. Next. That's it. Close the door when you leave.
There must be some mistake. Princeton's the only place I've ever wanted to go. It's the centerpiece of my life's master plan.
I hardly think you...
You think I'm exaggerating? Look, this is my master plan. See where Princeton comes in?
Right after Lou's virginity. You're even stranger than I thought. Thank you for your interest in Princeton, Rat Master. It's time for my 3:30.
Look, please don't do this to me. Do you want me to beg? I'm begging you anything you want. You know, my sister Hillary's not bad looking, and after two drinks or so, she'll do just about anything, so...
Are you through?
Well, my dad's got money. A lot of money. And if you played your cards right, he
just
might...
Goodbye.
Look, Ed! You seem like an intelligent man. A man who knows what's good for himself. Accepting me would be very good for you, Ed, because I have friends. Big friends. Big friends with lots of body hair and mozzarella on their breath. Capiche?
Correct me if I'm wrong, but was that a death threat?